Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the glorious freedom and joy of reading scripture over you and then praying for you according to that scripture. If you're new to Pray Every Day, I'm just super grateful for you. And that's basically the format. I read a bunch of scripture in order. We're going through Deuteronomy right now, and then I pray for you according to those verses. Now, we're going to be 4 days in Deuteronomy chapter 28 because it is a very long chapter. So today I'm going to be reading to you from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. It shall happen, if you shall listen diligently to Yahweh your God's voice, to observe to do all his commandments which I command you today, that Yahweh your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. If you listen to Yahweh your God's voice, you shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the field. You shall be blessed in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your animals, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. Yahweh will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be struck before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessing on you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to. He will bless you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. Yahweh will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your God and walk in his ways. All the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by Yahweh's name, and they will be afraid of you. Yahweh will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open to you his good treasure in the sky to give the rain of your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations and you will not borrow. Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only, and you will not be beneath. If you listen to the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you today, to observe and to do, and shall not turn away from any of the words which I command you today, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it is so joyful to read about the blessings that you bring upon the nation Israel if and when they obey you. And there are some conditions here that you will bless when they will obey. And Lord, I'm so thankful that I'm not under the law anymore, but that doesn't mean that these laws are thrown away. There is some blessing that comes from obedience, not that we earn our way to heaven, because we can't. There's no possible way for that to happen, but it delights you when we obey you. You say later that to obey is better than doing a sacrifice. And so, Lord, in light of that, it's important that we hear your voice so that we can obey. So, Lord, in this very noisy world that we live in, I pray for a moment of peace and calm and quiet and hope and untangled emotions and a settledness and shalom that comes over us, so that we can hear the still, small, quiet voice of you. So that we can not only hear, but obey. And it is a privilege and a blessing to obey. Lord, I pray for the person facing a difficult decision, and they can see the way through. You have provided a way out of that temptation that they're facing. But oh, the temptation seems very tempting. So Lord, I pray that they wouldn't go to the left or to the right. They would walk straight through down that narrow path and follow hard after you and sacrifice their own comfort for the sake of others and for the sake of you. Lord, I do pray for prosperity of body. I pray for prosperity of land. I pray for prosperity of status in my friend's life today, not for their sake, but for the kingdom of God's sake. This is about your kingdom. You are showing us, you showed us through Israel and through Jesus what it is like to have the kingdom come to earth. And Lord, we want to be those kind of kingdom bearers, those image bearers of light. And so, Lord, teach us all the deep things of that. But in the meantime, Lord, I know that many of us are struggling and confused and tired and worn out. And the world is really, really loud. And I pray for a peaceful place today, and that you would set our feet firm on your rock, and that we would experience your presence and hear your voice. In Jesus' beautiful, powerful, lovely, amazing name, I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. At $10, you'll get a free painting. I sell these in my Etsy shop, so it's actually a value. At $25, a secret podcast. At $100, I'll add you to my prayer list. And don't worry, that's not like indulgences or anything like that. It's just that you'll be on my personal prayer team. So anyway, thank you so much for supporting the show. And I pray that today is a day that you hear the voice of the Lord and you find extreme peace.